We're talking about free agency and the Milwaukee Bucks. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. An all-star forward, Chris Middleton, has agreed to remain with the Bucks after free agency started Sunday night. It's reported he has a $178 million deal over 5 years. Here he is at the end of May talking with reporters about his upcoming free agency decision and wanting to keep the team together to win a championship.
In the perfect world, we wish everybody would be back, but we know there's going to be one or two guys that's not going to be here. That's just the way the league is. Guys come in, guys come out.
Yeah, the ebb and flow. Do you follow the NBA free agency period? What do you think of the Bucks' latest picks? Did any of the picks surprise you? We're at 800-642-1234. Justice Cleveland is sports director at WEAU-TV in Eau Claire. Justice, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So several Bucks players are free agents this year, which means they could sign with any team. Who have the Bucks notably re-signed already?
Well, obviously the Chris Middleton one was the one that was the biggest one for that five-year, $178 million one. They've also brought back Brook Lopez, who was a key three-point shooter. He's a seven-footer, but you wouldn't know him anymore. He shoots more three-points than he does play down low as center. So that was a key return. George Hill, also a big bench player. They got him back. And then Brook Lopez's twin brother, Robin Lopez, was signed as a free agent. So they both went to Stanford together, and they'll both be playing for the Bucks next year together. And then Wes Matthews they signed, who was a star player at Marquette. So he's coming to fill the role of Malcolm Brogdon, who is probably the one guy that they let go, who's going to the Pacers. So, yeah, it's been a flurry for the last almost 48 hours here of coming and going, as you said, the ebbs and flow of free agency, and it's been crazy all over the league.
So how much of the team's free agency moves are about keeping its superstar, Giannis Antetokounmpo, happy and content? And, I mean, it seems he's pretty tight with Chris Middleton on and off the court.
Yeah, I think a lot of that is the reason why they didn't let Middleton go. I mean, it's a big contract to give him, but he was an all-star this last year. But you want to keep that chemistry, and in the NBA, that chemistry is huge. And you have a team that won 60 games last year, got close to trying to make it to the NBA Finals, lost in the conference finals to Toronto, who eventually went on to be champion. So, yeah, a lot of it is the chemistry, and I think that's what they've seen. They've seen that if you keep Middleton, you keep Brook Lopez, you keep George Hill, you're keeping a lot of that same core, and these guys were really good last year, and they should be again this year.
So the Bucks added Robin Lopez, as you said, to their roster by using their room exception. Can you explain what the room exception is?
I can try. The NBA has a whole bunch of these. You know, you definitely need to study finance to try to understand their cap, because it's a lot different than other sports. It's not a hard cap. The Bucks could have kept Malcolm Brogdon, but then they would have had to pay a luxury tax. So now they have the room exception. They've created, basically what they've done is through the years they've created these exceptions to give teams a chance to go out and sign somebody if they've spent too much money. I always want to say it was created because the New York Knicks about 10 years ago were spending so much money that they couldn't actually go and sign anybody, and I think the league wanted them to be competitive. So yeah, I don't know exactly how it all works, but
that's all right. You can do the dance. You can dance around it. So you mentioned Robin will be playing alongside his twin brother, Brooke. What do we know about their relationship on and off the court?
From what I've seen off the court, it is very, very, a very funny relationship in a way. Robin yesterday posted a picture of Sideshow Mel and Sideshow Bob from The Simpsons as those two guys being similar to each other in that regard. And it works because one of them has short hair and one of them has long hair as well. on the court, from reports, is like they play each other in the summer trying to get ready for the season, and it's very competitive. They're brothers. That's what the people say. They're brothers that really, you know, they'll pick on each other. They'll get under each other's nerves. But in the end, I think they have a very good relationship, and they're both very good basketball players. That's the main thing, too. I mean, Robin Lopez averaged 14 points a game in the last 30 games last year, which is about the same as what Brooke, you know, averaged the whole season. So it's, for the Bucks, that's a good, you know, they have depth now at that position thanks to the to the brotherly love.
We're talking about the latest free agent moves made by the Bucks with Justice Cleveland. He's sports director at WEAU TV in Eau Claire. What do you think of the Bucks' free agency moves so far? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Justice, it seems every move the Bucks make all comes down to the future of Giannis. Keeping that in mind, where does his contract stand right now?
Right now, he's in line to get what's called a Supermax extension. We're talking about the NBA. I mean, you could have a whole encyclopedia of just different terms that come with that. But, yeah, I mean, he's going to make a lot of money coming up, and he's going to be making it probably as much as anybody in the league. So for the Bucks, it's a matter of, yeah, you know you have to sign Giannis, but you also have to put talent around him so he wants to stay in Milwaukee. So, they're walking a tightrope with what they can do, because they know he's going to be due for a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know, in NBA terms, too, money is basically guaranteed, which you don't see a lot of times in other sports. You know, the other people in other sports will talk about NBA money because it's so much money. This next year, Giannis is set to make $25 million. And then the next year after that, $27 million. And that'll be the last year of that contract, but then they can exercise that Supermax option, and he can make even more. So, yeah, there's a lot of money to be had with him, but this year was the best player in the NBA and is all around a top five player in the league. So he's well worth it.
Well, let's talk about their coach, Mike Budenholzer. He was speaking after the Bucks lost to the Toronto Raptors in the Eastern Conference Finals.
You know, we feel like we're just getting started. This is the beginning of our journey.
So just getting started, is there extra pressure on the Bucks this season, considering how last season ended?
I think there is, and I don't know if it's just because they won 60 games, but I think they were kind of ahead of the curve this year to where a lot of people thought they would be. I don't think a lot of people saw them being the best team in the East, having the best record, and then nearly making it to the finals. So I think Mike Budenholzer was a big reason that they became the best team in the East. He came in and changed the culture of the team. They had struggled under Jason Kidd to really play defense, to be a disciplined team, and Budenholzer came in and just changed the culture of the team. So I think there is going to be a lot of pressure this year, because they're going to be the team, I think, that's the most together, that didn't change as much. If you look at the NBA and in the Eastern Conference, there's been a lot of changes to these teams just in the last 24 hours. So I think the Bucks will have at least the chemistry and the past history of what they did last year to make a run for another title next year.
You see fans way more on board than ever, especially in Milwaukee.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they took a chance and built the Pfizer Forum, hoping that the team would be in this position. And I mean, I think if you're the owners of the Bucks, it couldn't have worked out any better. I mean, you have a team go into a new arena and go and nearly make the finals that first year. That doesn't happen very much in the NBA. So, yeah, fans, I think, all over the state are really embracing this team. And it's easy to do, because especially Giannis, I think, is one of the best ambassadors to the game. You know, his story of coming from Greece and not picking up a basketball, I think, until he was 12 years old, and now he's an MVP. And he's got that kind of attitude where he's very positive, and he's not going to rest on his laurels, and he's really going to try to improve year after year. And I mean, he's only 23 or 24 years old, so he's still very young.
Well, Justice, thank you for joining us.
No problem. Thank you for having me. It was fun.
Justice Cleveland is sports director at WEAU TV in Eau Claire. Coming up, a Wisconsin hospital is now offering a breast milk dispensary as part of its services. Have you used pasteurized donor breast milk for your child? How did access to it help you out? Join in at 800-642-1234. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.